All Tiptula Road Rage. We are back. You want in 654-7627. Garden and Gold apparently called us off air and said, well, that solution would be a non-compete. No, it wouldn't. It would not. And I would argue to the death with you. I don't care. You're an attorney. No offense. I appreciate your contribution, but I completely disagree. And if you don't do something, there will be nothing left to do. And you have to divide those two elements. You know, if you have a better way to divide the two elements, then divide them. But if you do not divide the two elements, the sport's ruination is almost guaranteed. And again, I've argued with a million attorneys about a million different things. And I'm more than willing to debate this one with you. Again, you have to divide those elements. I am not in any way limiting the original intent of the policy. And the policy is completely fatally flawed anyway. It all needs to be retracted and reworked. It's a complete and utter fail in every way possible. It is not working as it was intended, and it's not even close to the original intent. But you've got to divide, you have to divide those elements. You have to divide NIL and the transfer portal, and I'm not limiting movement in any way, shape, or form. I'm telling you, you cannot have both with immediacy. That's it. Again, if you're where you are, you can collect NIL money. So in no way is it, that's actually the law part of it. The law part is the NIL part. In no way am I limiting that. I'm telling you that if you're where you are, you can collect NIL money. You also have the right to a free one-time transfer. What you do not have the right to do is combine the two and create a meat market cattle call where your services are up for bid to the highest bidder. That is not what was ever intended in the world of college football. It's patently ludicrous. Matt, how are you, Matt?
Mr. Walt Tiptula, I hope y'all doing well today.
Yeah, Matt, appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I hope this don't sound like a stupid question, but sounds stupid. But if you think about it, I mean, it might be something to it. But here it is: the higher ups, of college football, or if there is any higher ups, whoever the higher ups may be. Do they see this?
I'd pull over.
Like, do they understand what's going on? I got an ambulance right behind me, but yeah, do they see what's going on?
He's holding up the ambulance runner to make his call.
No, I'm actually pulled over. I'm pulled over.
Okay.
Okay.
There he goes. The meat wagon's on the way for somebody. But anyway.
The meat wagon. Isn't that, once we get to the meat wagon stage, isn't that too late for the ambulance?
Yeah, that's a corner. That's
right. True. Well, that part of the call was definitely unexpected.
Now we need the meat wagon, Ramona, because Matt was blocking the ambulance.
Right. Anyway, do the higher up see this, Walt? Do they see, oh my God, this is bad? Or, they don't see it. Or are they turning a blind eye to it?
Well, look.
You understand my question?
Yeah. Look, the new NCAA president is going to be Charlie Baker, and former governor of Massachusetts. We'll find out what he brings to the table. We don't know that yet. But Mark Emmert was a colossal fail. And honestly, I warned about Mark Emmert years ago. I suggested that people read the expose in the USA Today because they did a featured story on Mark Emmert. Before he ever became NCAA president, that was just devastating in the things that they were alleging that Emmert was involved in. And yet this guy went on to be president, and as NCAA president, he basically did nothing. He was the most inept NCAA president of all time. He demonstrated no leadership whatsoever, and the NCAA was woefully unprepared for this entire situation. I mean, look, I'm on radio in South Carolina, and Ramona, we warned about this years before it happened.
Oh, yeah, long
years
time ago.
Before it happened. And I kept saying, you're going to have to do something. This is what's coming, and you're going to have to do something. They did nothing. They just kept tabling it. And eventually, one day, the state of California woke up and said, you know what? You're not doing anything anymore. We're going to tell you how it's going to be. And Mark Emmert and the NCAA, they sent a letter to the state of California and said, cease and desist, or we will make your athletes ineligible. As soon as they said that, like 17 other states came on board and said, we're with California. And at that point, the NCAA backed down, because it's all they ever do. They backed down from their one initial letter, and then they just surrendered. Subsequent to all that, they presented a pathetic case in front of Congress. They were trampled, and then they just surrendered. They rose their hands up in the air, and they said, we're out. Well, you can do whatever you want, just don't use it as a recruiting tool. To which Nick Saban immediately came out publicly.
They are doing whatever they want.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, Nick Saban came out publicly right after they said that and said, this was regarding Bryce Young. He said, hey, we have a quarterback. Right. He wouldn't even mention him by name. He said, who's already making $1 million based on our brand. So, you know, you want to come to Alabama. So, in other words, Nick Saban, hearing that you can't use it as a recruiting tool, immediately thumbed his nose right in the face of the NCAA and said, I'll do whatever I want.
Right. Well, let me tell you this before I get off the air. I'm an everyday listener, so I hear a lot of stuff that you stories and everything that you say every day.
Yes.
A couple weeks back, you was talking about the brand new quarterback of Notre Dame. He come from where? Wake Forest.
Wake Forest, yeah, Sam Hartman.
Yeah, Wake Forest, yeah. Listen, well, that was out the blue. That backup quarterback for Notre Dame that was going to be the starter that transferred Buckner. To Iowa. He knew it was coming.
Oh, Pine, yeah, Pine.
Who knew what went on behind the scenes, and what other schools could have also been offering besides Notre Dame, and he picked Notre Dame. Like, this is turned into the NFL, but college quarterback.
Yeah.
Or college football, I'm sorry.
No, 100%, 100%, Matt. It was really good speaking to you. Call more often. Good job. Excellent job. Tampering is run rampant here. Everybody knows that the only school that's not tampering is Clemson, because they're not partaking. Everybody else, because Dabo Swinney just doesn't believe in it. I think he doesn't believe in this whole thing, and I don't believe in it either. I made it crystal clear. I mean, this is not workable. This is not workable. It's not sustainable. Now, you know, if this thing ever gets rolled back in any way, people are going to realize that Dabo Swinney was a visionary, was ahead of the curve on this deal. Because it's broken. I mean, it's 100% broken. It is, none of this is the way it was supposed to be, but it's like everything else. Every day our standards, our morality lowers because we become more accepting of what we saw the day prior. And eventually, you know, that leads to a really bad place. It does. That tracks. I got a newsflash for you. That tracks right to friggin' hell. That's where it goes. That's where it goes. And that's where we're all headed. Okay? That's where we're all headed at warp speed. And this deal is going to crash and burn. All right? It's not sustainable. It's patently ludicrous. And I don't know what you do to stop it. Like I said, one thing's essential. I don't care how you do it. But you have to divide, even if you go back to making players wait a year, you have to, in order to transfer, you have to do something. You have to divide NIL and the transfer portal. Again, from day one, we said this. From day one, I knew that's not workable. You cannot begin both of those elements at the same time and fail to separate them. You know what? Sometimes I think that these people can't run a lemonade stand, that they have the IQs of ice cubes, because I just don't know how you don't anticipate some of this stuff. How you didn't see some of this. Again, I am just a mere sports talk show host in Clemson, South Carolina. Well, in Easley, South Carolina, actually, but, you know, in the Clemson flagship station. And I saw this stuff coming. We talked about it. We saw it all coming. Anyone who's listened to the show for any length of time knows that we saw this stuff coming. These people either just didn't believe it, they just aren't smart enough to comprehend it and be able to author a debate on it. I don't know. I just know that I know this is not sustainable. The direction we are headed in is not sustainable. It simply isn't. It and again, it's the height of absurdity that there are no rules and that there's no policing agency. Because it's not. No one's policing this. Nobody. Who? Who's policing it? The NCAA abdicated all their authority long ago on this front. Remember, when the NCAA went before Congress and realized they weren't going to win the state law battle, you know, that these states were all individually, the NCAA went and pleaded their case before Congress saying, you know, we can't have all these states operating individually and we need some help and blah, blah, blah. And basically they were told that, you know, look, you're going to do these things. They enacted law and said, you're going to do these things. And then, as I said, they said, come back and see us in 2 or 3 years if it's not working. Okay, it's time to come back and see them. Time to go back and see them. Pack it up. Get all your evidence. Get your defense team in line and go carve them up. Go carve them up. Go put them in their places. Go let them understand how wrong they are, how wrong they were right from the very beginning. How the state of California and all these other states who think that they have everybody's best interest in mind are actually destroying an entire sport and sporting world. Are creating 17-year-old multimillionaires, which was never the design. Never, never, never. But again, on Wednesday, what was done on Tuesday is fine. But if you look back and you track it to whatever that original date is, I don't even know that date anymore. But let's just say that date was, I don't know, 2018. All right, you track that thing back to 2018 and you compare what we have today with what these people were talking about then, it's utterly laughable. Len in Greenville. Len, as always, good to have you, Len. Congratulations, yeah, Len. You were the one voice who was truly saying Georgia was going to destroy TCU.
Oh, I mean, I knew it wasn't even going to be close. Yeah. I mean, I didn't think it was going to be 65-7, I do want to talk about Clemson and transition into what you're talking about. I didn't know what you were going to be talking about. So I'm 100% behind Dabo Swinney if he doesn't take any receivers from the portal, like I said before. If that means he's going to have to pay for them, he's not going to do it, and I 100% support that. Right now, I read we're at 87 scholarships. The limit's 85. He oversigned. We'll lose a couple, so he'll be fine. So it looks like we're not going to bring any receivers in. So that being said, next year's starting receivers, and this isn't a criticism, but it's going to be, we're going to have to be carried by Antonio Williams, Adam Randall, Bo Collins, Cole Turner, probably Dabo's son is going to be second string. You know, we got all these freshmen coming in. So I think Clemson, it might get worse before it gets better. I think these receivers could turn out really good. I mean, Randall could be super. These guys could be really great. I think Dabo's betting on the fact that he's selling his program to high school kids saying, you come play for me. We're going to develop you. We're not going to go outside. We're not paying for players, and I'm sticking to it, and I'm betting on myself in the long run. What do you think about that? Two questions.
Yeah.
Dabo's betting on himself, and then two, we might be a little, it's scary because I don't know if our receivers are going to be able to carry us to the promised land next year. So what do you think about those? And I got one more thing to say after that.
Yeah, look, I think it's this simple, Len. He believes in earning your way. That's what he believes in. He believes in, and he is always going to give deference to guys who have earned their way. They know the system. They know what they're doing. He does not want to bring outsiders in. I think this is not just for players. I think it's for coaches too. He believes that you reward internally for people who have done the work, as opposed to go outside and look to replace them. And I think that's how he believes a positive culture should work. And I think it's hard to argue that.
I'm going with it. You know why? I'm going with it because we might have to take a step back to move forward. But you know what? I think some of these receivers could develop, and let's give it a shot. And you know what? I'm not out there saying if you're going to bring somebody in, they need to be you know, it could hurt your culture, and Dabo doesn't believe in that, and we're not paying money for it, so you know what? I'm sticking behind Dabo on that. I like the, his philosophy.
Let me ask you a question. This is just playing devil's advocate for a minute, because the world is changing, and I do see some dangers that I didn't see a year or two ago, but I see now. But let me ask you a question. You're a Dallas Cowboy fan. Would you not want the Dallas Cowboys to bring in any free agents?
It's a totally different thing because they're pros, and I believe in college kids. I believe in development. I believe in them getting an education. In the NFL, I like going through the draft. And me, if you're going to get a free agent, go after a D-hop next year or someone like that.
But I'm speaking strictly to that issue of culture.
But to me, and maybe you disagree, I think Clemson and college football is totally different from Dallas. That's a business. And I know college football is starting to be, but
it's a business.
To me, I don't like free agents. I kind of think it's apples and oranges. I know what you're saying, but I just think Clemson's different.
But just to be clear, you would want to bring in guys who could help your football team, who could better your football team.
I think so, but I'm not a big proponent of paying a lot for free agents. I'm more of building through the draft.
Yeah.
But if you're going to bring a free agent in, it better be to me, instead of Beckham next year, I try to get D-Hop. So, yes, I'm good with that. But as far as college, I think there's so much more than winning national championships, and it's about loyalty. It's about getting these kids an education. Clemson is different. They are a different program. I'm sticking with Dabo. I'm sticking with the brand, and I'm moving forward with that because I think he'll be proven right. I do want to say one thing. I think you're going to get a kick out of this. Walt, you asked me the other day why I was picking Tampa Bay. You know, I can make excuses about injuries. Everybody's got injuries, and things have changed for Dallas with Pollard and them. But you just want me to admit it, Walt, on public radio right here? Can I go ahead and admit it right now?
Go ahead.
I fear Tom Brady. The other night, when it comes down to it, I feel like I'm at a psychiatrist or a therapist. Well, here's the deal, and it's the truth. It's the truth, and I'm being 100%. I thought about it. What do I really fear? Why did I change my mind? Because I don't think we can beat the GOAT. There, you heard it. I'm scared of Tom Brady.
This is against all of Len's previous principles, but way down deep in his soul, he has found that ultimate truth there somewhere. Yeah, I get it, Len.
Would you fear? Dak.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm scared. All right, I'm scared. Yeah. You know what? I'll say this for Jerry and my Cowboys. Half the Cowboys this week, they fear Tom Brady, too.
Yep.
They know he hasn't played as well this year. They know his team stinks compared to in the past. But half the Dallas Cowboys in their mind, yep, probably 75%, know that they're going to get beat. They know that Tom Brady is going to beat them this week, and that's the truth. I speak for the Cowboys. I speak for myself. I'm scared. Thank you. Goodbye.
That's the greatest thing ever, Ramona. These last couple of calls have been such a complete 180 reversal from everything that Len had thought and believed previously. And I could always tell he was fighting that Brady thing. He was always fighting it. Now when he has to confront, he was dearly hoping they could play somebody else, anybody, because he knew that somewhere within him, he knew that there was an ultimate truth in there, and it's that you don't want to play that guy in the playoffs. We're late. Quick break. We'll be right back.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
Rely on the pros at EnviroMulch for all your outdoor needs. They have an assortment of mulch, riverstone, dirt, sand, gravel, straw, and much more. Choose EnviroMulch. Make your yard look amazing during the colder months ahead. Order at EnviroMulchOnline.com. Go Tigers.
Here at ATV Outfitters, we stock more ATV, UTV, motocross, and street bike products than anyone for hundreds of miles around. We have more than 10,000 tires and wheels on hand, and we pride ourselves on great prices and getting you the accessories you need fast. Come see us in the items that are readily available to get your vehicle ready for the street, trail, or mud pit. Don't buy elsewhere. We'll both lose money. Come by the store located at 2485 Rutherford Road, Greenville, or shop online at ATVOutfitters.net.
At Diamonds Direct, we want to make something very clear. We will absolutely beat the price of any comparable diamond that you find anywhere else. No fine print, no disclaimers, just a rock-solid, unqualified nationwide price guarantee. This goes for 1-carat diamonds as well as 15 and 20-carat diamonds. You see, at Diamonds Direct, we're more than just another jewelry store. We're part of a world diamond powerhouse with direct access to the world's top diamond mines. We have our own diamond cutters, too. So we are active in every aspect of the diamond market every single day, from source to showroom. So when you see a diamond somewhere else, online or in a store, or from some so-called supplier, just know that apples for apples, you will get a better price at Diamonds Direct. Our volume, our connections, our buying power make this possible, and it's why we've never ever lost a sale due to price. So at a time when value means so much, we invite you to take this challenge and let us prove it. Day in and day out, you will always get a better quality diamond at a better price at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Needing to rent a mini excavator like a Bobcat E32, a skid steer, or a wood chipper? Or maybe a smaller tool like a pressure washer, jackhammer, or a compactor? McNeely Store and Rental has got you covered. Clemson alumni owned, renting equipment and selling materials for more than 30 years. We also sell septic materials, ADS drainage products, concrete boxes, real stone veneers, and more. With two upstate South Carolina locations in Clemson and West Union, McNeelyCompanies.com. Or call Matt for a quote today, 828-553-4338. Founders MasterCard credit cards are here. Enjoy the convenience, reliability, and security that comes with MasterCard. Accepted worldwide, you can use them for your everyday purchases, travel purchases, and even business purchases. Plus, you get more with a Founders MasterCard, like rewards or purchases made with your Life Rewards or Extra World Travel Card. Don't wait. Make your own priceless experiences today. Visit foundersfcu.com/creditcards or visit one of our offices to apply today. Membership qualification required. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions may apply.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
A Clemson original, the Tiger Sports Shop has been the number one destination for Tiger gear, apparel, and gifts since 1974. The Tiger Sports Shop helps you wear your Clemson pride on your sleeves. We are your excuse for a visit to Clemson. The Tiger Sports Shop, born out of necessity, fueled by passion. We are the place for all Clemson gear and merchandise, and still family run. Open 24/7 at tigersports.com and with locations at 364 College Ave and 1102 Tiger Boulevard. You can get the gear you need.
Electric City Signs and Neon, over 50 years of sign design, fabrication, installation, and maintenance in the upstate, specializing in neon, plastic, flex face, channel letter, and LED message signs. Electric City Signs is ready to serve you with the highest level of satisfaction. Have questions? No problem. Their experienced team will see your project through inception to installation. Professional sign services at the best price. It's got to be Electric City Signs and Neon. Visit electriccitysigns.com or call 225-5351 today. Go Tigers!
Mix and match 2 for $5 scratch-made biscuits at Bojangles. It's bow time.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Level up your evening commute with Road Rage. Walt Deptula brings the heat when it comes to talking all things sports.
Bring in the heat.
It just speaks for itself.
You guys are the best, man.
And that's real talk.
Let's go!
Check it out weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
We are back, Rona. So this, you know, in my general area, you know, they're working on this bridge. They're always friggin' working on this bridge. Okay, and this bridge, a short time ago, was raining like debris down on boaters who were passing under it. And see, that's a bad sign to me. It's a really bad sign.
That is a bad sign.
Right about a bridge. Here's another bad sign. Right. They're using jackhammers and stuff and putting rebar in. They're basically fixing the holes in the bridge. Meanwhile, they brought in a hydraulic, some insanely gigantic hydraulic jack that they jacked up the bridge in that area where they're using the jackhammers. That's of enormous concern to me. I mean, you're telling me that For what? I don't know all the facts of this, but you're telling me that for your safety, as you're using jackhammers, that you feel compelled to jack up the bridge?
Because the bridge is about to come.
Yeah, that worries me. Yeah, that's a concern of mine.
Yeah, that's not good.
I've been a little concerned about that bridge anyway, reading all these reports about debris falling on boaters from beneath it. I'm thinking instead of the jackhammers, you may need some engineers.
Oh, well.
Yeah, and this is the U.S. Army Corps, too. So let's get the engineers in and make sure those bridges are up to snuff first.
Yeah, not the Exit 19 engineers.
Oh, yeah, no, not them. No, yeah. not the tools to put that thing together. I mean, that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I mean, apparently there's another place like that in Columbia.
There's one down here where you have to, like, just go and hope everybody gets out of your way because it's only a car length long for you to get on the highway.
You know what? Mostly, like, I'm over things in a couple seconds, but there's some things that I will never get over. Like, let me give you two examples. One, I will never get over exit 19 there. I never get over fools putting an entrance and exit ramp in the same place where they have to cross each other, and where to get on the highway, you got to go uphill and generate speed, and you have no way of knowing whether the vehicles in the right lane are getting off in front of you or not, because you can't see their turn signals because you're not behind them. So it's like the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah, they use them anyway.
I can't understand it. But here's another one, Ron. Another little grudge I held that I feel much better about recently. If you screw me over, like from a restaurant standpoint, and I'm probably gonna hold that against you like forever. And if you
mess up your food order?
More than that. Well, let me just tell you, okay? There's this particular Italian restaurant that I have to drive by every day that a long time ago I ordered a particular takeout meal from them.
Right.
And what do I love, Ramona, about Italian food?
The sauce.
So you know me, and you know that, and you know on God's green earth, I would never, ever, in a million years, tell somebody when I place an order that I don't want any sauce with it, right?
Why would they not just automatically put it on there?
Well, so here's what. I get my meal, right?
Yeah.
And there is zero sauce on it. And it was one piece of the particular thing I ordered with zero sauce on. And I called them up and I said, this is not what I ordered. And they said, oh, yeah, you ordered it without sauce. And when you tell, when this is red to the bull now, okay, you were already in trouble. But when you tell me that I ordered my Italian food without sauce, now I'm killing you and everybody associated with you.
They should have just said, oh, is it wrong? I'm sorry.
Right. Let me fix it. Instead, they chose to tell me that this is how I ordered it. Okay, blank you and the horse you rode in on. You know, that's where we are. And so for years now, it pains me to drive past this place. I have rooted bad things on them ever since they closed. Yes. And I'm not going to tell you what replaced it, but I, for one, am happy.
Wow, they probably messed up a lot of people's
orders. Yeah, I am happy to see you go.
So every time you drove by.
Yes, I hated it.
That's the place.
Right, I wanted to scream to any patron going in there, save yourself. Don't go into that place. It ticked me off every single day for like a decade that I had to drive by that place. So, yeah, I don't have to drive by you anymore, and you know who you are. Dan in Central, then Byron. Dan, how are you?
I'm good, Walt. How are you?
Good, Dan. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, I work in the area of intercollegiate athletics. We are reciprocal with NCAA, another group called NAI, et cetera. And just chiming in on this NIL mess, because we are now forced to deal with it, whether we want it to or not. You remember where all this mess started was in 1995 with Ed O'Bannon. He ended up on the cover of EA Sports, et cetera.
Correct.
2009, he filed suit. Ironically, EA Sports left NCAA contract in 2009 after that suit. 2014, he gets $42.5 million. And in that case, the court recommended, can't make it law, they recommended the NCAA look at a $5,000 per student athlete pool at every school for all sports. Seems small now. fast forward, 2018, California passes their NIL. It creates all the chaos that has since ensued. And I was in D.C. on two occasions with Edward Birch, who was the lead attorney for NCAA, watching him trying to move politicians to do something state to state, whatever. And his final conclusion at the end of 2021, no one cares, and this is going to ruin college sports. And he works for the NCAA as their lead attorney.
Wow.
Fast forward to in 21, Emmert in his lovely speech, going to retire, time for an overhaul. And if you remember the great quote, we're going to release the will and give some autonomy back to the divisions and the conferences. So now Division 1, 2, 3 and conferences kind of regulate themselves, whatever that's worth. Not Indianapolis. They're eunuchs. They got no power. Guess what else happened 2 weeks after his retirement? EA Sports and NCAA signed a new contract. Because now NIL was going to be EA Sports to be able to do what they did and pay for that. All that to say, here's why it will be at some point in time reviewed, I believe, wholeheartedly. Booster clubs, things like IPTAs, they're down 17% to 19% in 2021. And the NIL hadn't even blown up yet. 17% to 19% because the boosters are now paying the NIL money.
Right.
They're the ones funding these kids, be it A&M or wherever. Projected by 2024, booster clubs such as IPTA, maybe not IPTA because they're not going to do the NIL.
But right, generically.
Booster clubs across the country are going to be down somewhere between 30% and 34%, they're saying, by 2024. And I promise you that will get presidents off their rear ends, and that will get movement. And they'll find a way then to fight back on this.
So Dan, you've been sort of on the front lines of it, and you've been involved in the process. So you're aware, and the lead attorney for the NCAA was aware that this was not sustainable right from the start, and that it was that.
Absolutely.
That's what I thought. You know, it's Mark Emmert's legacy. Not a good one.
I know him well.
Not a good one. You don't hang out with him. You don't hang out with him, do you, Dan?
You know? No, only when I have to, which is about once a year. And that's over soon. But here's what's ironic. Think about that. Well, look at, I won't bore your listeners, but go back and look at the litany and legacy of NCAA executive directors. It used to be they were athletic men or women. Then they became academicians, presidents, institutional, kind of it was a good calling card on a resume. Get to Cedric Dempsey, get to Miles Brand, fast forward all the way through. We now have a politician coming to be the CEO of college athletics. That tells you all you need to know the sewer that we have now gone to.
That's true.
And that's sad. But you have to have that man or woman, but in this case, that man, political man Baker, coming in, who's going to have to be able to negotiate D.C. and get this repealed.
Maybe that's the best hope, Dan. Maybe the best hope is you're actually bringing in a guy who is in the government arena. So maybe he can, you know, coerce,
absolutely,
encourage some of his mates to go along with needed change in this method of operation.
Well, I'm not a conspiracy theorist per se, other than some things aren't theory, they're just reality, but he knows how it works.
Right.
He knows what they know he knows.
Right.
It's like the old Nicholas thing. He knew he was better than everybody. He knew they knew he was better than everybody, and he knew they knew he knew all that. This guy knows how to play. And I go back, I think it was the Harrison Ford movie. He does know the Potomac two-step. He does get it. And they're going to have someone of that savvy. Because I'm telling you, Edward Birch is as good a counsel as you're ever going to have. Phenomenal man. And he was exhausted. He spent basically 2 years in Washington, D.C., and nobody cared. They're like, no, it doesn't matter. It's just college sports. The states are going to do. They're not going to follow California. Well, 17 did within 2 months, and now everybody's basically, NCAA said on July the 1st, we haven't been able to come up with a policy. Y'all all do the best you can.
Yeah.
And if it's cheating in your state, we're not gonna hit you for it. You'll just have to deal with your state.
Yeah, they raised up their hands. They raised their hands, abdicated all authority, and said, look, you do whatever you want. The only thing you can't do is use it as a recruiting tool. And then Nick Saban immediately came out and used it as a recruiting tool.
Correct.
And that's where we are.
Correct.
Yep. Hey, Dan, it's really good stuff. Excellent. Really good speaking with you.
Well,
you call me more often. Well done. Yeah, I appreciate that info. You're even an insider. Guy's been involved in the process who's telling you basically the same things we've been telling you. All right, quick break. Byron, I know you're up. I'm coming to you, I promise. Before we go to break, let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. I feel like I'm trying to catch up a little today, Ramona. I mean, this show just flies by. Gilstrap's been covering the upstate for 4 generations. They're the most experienced. They're the best ratings and reviews. They helped Ramona when she was in dire trouble. She thought the apocalypse was happening. She called me. It's the funniest thing. She's got rain pouring down her walls. She called me and said, who do I call? Do I call the plumber or the roofing people? Which is it? And I said, well, I would start with my friends at Gilstrap. And she did. And they came out and fixed the damage done by the ne'er-do-well satellite installer. And it's never leaked since. That was like 9 years ago. They also have helped almost everybody here at the station. Salesar David had a 2-floor mess on his hands. You know, get your roof checked. Don't walk around with your fingers crossed hoping nothing goes wrong. Call my friends at Gilstrap. They're the best. They have the best ratings and reviews. They've been doing it for 1 million years. Gilstrap's the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. They do it all. They work with an experienced team of roofers specialized in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Look, the Gilstrap difference is they've been serving the upstate and the Midlands since 1935. I mean, you know, Ramona, we have a lot of strong businesses on this show, and Gilstrap is another one of them. I mean, it's just amazing to be a roofing business and be in business since 1935. That means you do everything right. Family-owned and operated across 4 generations, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, fully licensed, bonded, and insured, full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage, wind damage claims, 5-year workmanship warranty for all full roof replacements. This is Gilstrap Roofing, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232, online, gilstraproofing.com. Ron, I'm still trying to get to 2023 college football. We haven't even been able to touch that yet. And I have more in Clemson basketball, too. Byron, I'm coming right to you. Quick break.
Welcome to Harvest Farms, where the best organic or natural products are waiting for you. Where the fields are filled with flavorful delights. And every bite is backed with the highest quality and attention. This is a place of affordable organic adventure, where freshness reigns supreme, that can only be found at Ingles. Harvest Farms Organics. You'll love what's inside.
M&J Auto Parts is your local independent auto parts warehouse. If you have an import, domestic, or slingshot vehicle, we have the parts you need. With over 100 years of staff experience, we'll get you back on the road quickly and affordably. We have also partnered with Jasper Engines and Carrier of Country Off-Roading Parts. All parts carry a national warranty, so if a part fails, you are covered. Visit our warehouse, 106 West Wade Hampton Boulevard, Greer, or call us at 864-469-9389. We are here to help you. M&J Auto Parts.
During the holidays, the fireplace becomes the focal point of entertaining. Get your fireplace ready for the winter season by shopping at Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. Gas logs, fireplace doors, fireplace screens, fireplace tools, fireplace grates, and every fireplace accessory. Over 20 burning models of vented and vent-free gas logs are on display now. 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
It's a new year, so why not give yourself a new you? With Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center has everything that you need to feel refreshed and ready for 2023. Get anything from a haircut or neck trim to a seven-step facial shave. This new classic barbershop has everything you need to look your best. Call 864-884-8920 for your next appointment. Or use the new Roosters app to see more of the services they provide. Roosters Grooming Men's Center. Located on Pelham Road in Greenville.
Wow, 2022 flew by, but I am sure you're ready for 2023. My favorite way to start the new year is to make my home feel like new with Zero Res carpet and air duct cleaning. Only Zero Res uses advanced patented process with ZR water for superior long-lasting clean. Right now, get 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $119. Plus, mention me, Mickey Plowler at WCCP, and you'll get a hallway clean for free. Easily schedule your cleaning online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
Founders MasterCard credit cards are here. Enjoy the convenience, reliability, and security that comes with MasterCard. Accepted worldwide, you can use them for your everyday purchases, travel purchases, and even business purchases. Plus, you get more with a Founders MasterCard, like rewards or purchases made with your Life Rewards or Extra World Travel Card. Don't wait. Make your own priceless experiences today. Visit foundersfcu.com/creditcards or visit one of our offices to apply today. Membership qualification required. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions may apply.
Rely on the pros at EnviroMulch for all your outdoor needs. They have an assortment of mulch, Riverstone, dirt, sand, gravel, straw, and much more. Choose EnviroMulch. Make your yard look amazing during the colder months ahead. Order at EnviroMulchOnline.com. Go Tigers.
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you get Consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the bankruptcy code.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Starting trouble. No one likes that. We'll get you set up for some stronger starts. You might just need a fresh charge, and we'll take care of that free of charge. But if it is time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that'll fit your needs, starting at just $79.99. You can learn more about our battery selection at AutoZone.com. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Claim based on data from the NPD Group 2021.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who miss the fairway all day and still pull out the big stick, the type of guys who will always prefer to be behind the grill than in front of the camera, and the men who never let their friends forget about a high school nickname. This is the Lodge Mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Who wants to settle for a single TV? With more TVs, bigger screens, plus our fabulous scenic views, there's more to watch at Twin Peaks.
Your sports, your hosts, your station.
Second touchdown of the night. Got a little crease in between the tackles. Boy, does this kid look good.
105.5, 97.5. We're the Roar, baby.
bet some of you people would love to hear the show during the breaks.
That's pretty funny.
Byron, how are you, Byron?
Good, how are you doing, Walt?
Good, Byron. Good to have you as always.
Yes, sir. So, I agree with what you're saying about NIL, and I think that it does need to be changed. And eventually, what I think will happen, and maybe this is a different perspective than everybody else has taken, but I think that eventually the athletes will become employees. And what I mean by that is eventually it'll be like, you know, if you don't perform well, you're going to end up losing your scholarship because these schools and boosters are paying for the players to perform. And whether we wanted it to come to that or not, I think it was eventually going to come to that. And like you said, Nick Saban said himself when it became semi-illegal for him to say that Alabama he was using as his recruiting tactic. But we know for years that Alabama and other schools around the country, not just Alabama, but a lot of schools, I'd say probably over 70%, were paying for the recruits to come to their school. And that's whether it's under the table or talked about or not, it's been happening for a lot of years. And now it's just came to the to a point where it's gotten a little bit out of hand because of the amount of money that these players have said that they're taking.
Yeah, I mean, I've made that point, made it earlier, that this has gone on forever. I mean, you know, the payment of players to go to major universities is a part of collegiate athletics. There's no question. But and so we're seeing some of that brought out into the open, and some of it alarms us. But I think the bottom line in it is it's not sustainable for some of the reasons Dan told you earlier. You know, Dan, who has played a role in this, is suggesting that, you know, all these organizations that operate in the support of universities are going to find themselves going bankrupt as this thing moves forward. And
I agree, because the boosters aren't making money off of the are able to make enough money off of the players if they're given the money. So the money is going to end up running out, like you're saying.
Well, yeah, and again, you know, this is just going to multiply exponentially in terms of, it's like, you know, the salary structures in athletics. I mean, that's what we're talking about, except we're talking about it being unchecked. I mean, we allegedly had Tennessee paying a 17-year-old $10 million, or not Tennessee, but some faction in support of Tennessee paying a kid, you know, $10 million, whatever it was, whether it was 10 or 8 or 6, whatever it was, some astronomical amount of money. Well, you know, we're shocked by that today, but we won't be tomorrow. And then 4 years from now, what will it take to shock us? And who's going to pay for it all? And why? Why does any 17-year-old kid? Yeah.
Because the fact that kid that you're talking about, he hadn't even stepped on the field yet.
Right.
So how do we know how good he is? Like, we all project how good players are going to be. We do it in the NFL. We do it in every other sport. But how do you actually know how good the guy is going to be and give him that kind of money? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just crazy. And to answer your question earlier about
what happens if he suffers a career-ending injury in his first college game.
Exactly. He can't pay back the money that he took from them.
you're out the money, and now you need to go pay somebody else $10 million to come play the position.
Yeah. So my other question was going to be about Clemson. You know, you asked Len about, you know, if they take a free agent, would that make Dallas better or whatever? And he was saying that, you know, that they take draft picks, which I can see why as a Dallas fan now, because any NFL free agent they've taken isn't panned out for them. But anyways, the fact that you want to make your team better, obviously, and for how long, you know, Clemson for two years now, and their standards, they want to win championships, and obviously that hasn't happened. And we know that championships take time, and they take processes to happen. But how long is Dabo really going to allow his program? And I'm not saying they're mediocre, because they are better than mediocre, and they are all at championship level, but they're not winning championships. So how long is he going to continue the model that he's trying to put together without going outside of that realm?
Well,
because I think he can find players to fit his model, but what players is he trying to bring in to fit that model? Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, but...
Because I think there are players out there that can be...
Yeah.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, but wouldn't you agree, Byron, that 2 years is way too small a sample size, and that could be completely within the realm of the norm for a playoff contending team?
Yeah.
I mean, we just saw Alabama not make the playoff. You know, I mean, isn't...
No, I agree.
I have no idea what that figure would be, but I would think it would have to be more like 5 years. More like 5 years before you convince yourself that, you know, that, hey, maybe you do need to make an adjustment. I mean, if you're still winning conference championships as Clemson did this year, then I can see why you think you don't need to adjust to it, that you think that, well, you know, we need better play here and better play at this spot, and we need to do some things better, and our young coaches are going to grow up and those kinds of things. Now, if you continue to not reach the ultimate goal, which is the playoff for this university, then at some point you probably do have to consider that the world is changing, unless the thing that is changing the world changes. In other words, unless somebody at some point divides NIL and the transfer portal, because I think if that happened, then I think suddenly Dabo Swinney would be on the right side of the whole thing. I mean, if NIL and the transfer portal somehow gets divided at some point, then this world's going to shift right back to Dabo Swinney's view of it.
I agree. And I think it might, you know, like you said, take five or 10 years for them to, for that to happen. And I'll leave you this as a question. When you take a team like Florida State or like Southern Cal or other schools that have taken transfers to make themselves better, as we talked about, do you think Florida State is in position, the way that they are getting transfers to come, you know, that they've got a good class coming in, do you think they're in position to sort of take over Clemson? And I'll leave you with that.
Yeah, thank you, Brian. It's a fair point, and a lot of people are projecting it. You know, one of these polls I saw has Clemson like 15, has Florida State 4. So, you know, look, that can change your worldview too. If that actually happens, let's just say that happens. Let's say next year Florida State is ACC champion and they go to the playoff. Well, then I think that would cause you to reexamine the situation, because you would have a team who basically got there by hammering the transfer portal and who surpassed you when they were so recently far behind you. You know, so things can happen in your world that change your way of thinking. I don't think we're there yet. I think if some of these things happen as you suggest, then that could happen. That could happen. I mean, maybe the answer is 3 years if that happens. If Florida State wins the ACC and makes the college football playoff and Clemson finishes, I don't know, like 15th as this poll projects or whatever they had them, then I think that could change your thought process. But until something like that happens, I think Dabo Swinney's going to let this play out a little more, and I think he still thinks he's sort of on the right side of this, and I think he might be. Do you need someone who knows the law on your side? My guy Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get what you deserve. Nick's office is conveniently located downtown Clemson, 115 Strode Circle. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 20 years. His areas of practice include workman's comp. If you're injured at work, everything seems to go into a tailspin. Medical costs, recovery, losing your paycheck, it all adds up to stress, uncertainty about the future. If you're filing a workman's comp claim on top of everything you're going through, it can be overwhelming. Luckily, Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help you. DUI, if you've been charged with a DUI, it's a devastating event. Can disrupt your entire life. If you've been charged, it's vital to get the advice of a South Carolina DUI lawyer to protect your rights and future. Being charged doesn't automatically mean you're guilty. It means you have to head to court to answer the charges. This is much more effective if you have a lawyer on your side. boat, car, motorcycle accident, been injured in a car, motorcycle, boating accident, it's time to call my guy Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, to evaluate your case. The consultation and phone call are completely free. You've been through enough. It's vital to take action as soon as possible to get the full compensation you deserve so you can focus on recovery. Wrongful death, very difficult decision. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, it's time for justice. Call my guy, Nick Lavery, for your free consultation, 864-654-3680. Tell him I sent you, or visit online, nicklaverylaw.com. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
This holiday season, give yourself the gift that keeps on giving, testosterone replacement from Low Country Male. Our concierge TRT plans are around $7 a day and include testosterone, labs, and unlimited doctor visits. We also offer Wegovy semaglutide plans. Wegovy reduces cravings, lowers A1C, and increases metabolism. The results are amazing. Say no to beta male energy, say no to dad bods, and say no to food cravings with TRT and Wegovy. Make men men again. Book today, lowcountrymale.com.
Mattress shopping is brutal, almost as bad as buying a used car. Engineered Sleep has made the process of finding the perfect mattress simple and easy. Each mattress sold is designed and made themselves, making it less confusing and saves you hundreds of dollars buying it direct from the manufacturer. Better Sleep is only 70 cents a night. Visit Monday through Saturday for a stress-free and pleasant experience. Use WCCP for 10% off and 2 free pillows. Up to $475 savings. Free local delivery. American made. EngineeredSleep.com. Better Sleep. Rest assured.
Needing to rent a mini excavator like a Bobcat E32, a skid steer, or a wood chipper? Or maybe a smaller tool like a pressure washer, jackhammer, or a compactor? McNeely Store and Rental has got you covered. Clemson alumni owned, renting equipment and selling materials for more than 30 years. We also sell septic materials, ADS drainage products, concrete boxes, real stone veneers, and more. With 2 upstate South Carolina locations in Clemson and West Union, McNeelyCompanies.com. Or call Matt for a quote today, 828-553-4338.
If you like burritos, which you do because everyone does, you should try Taco Bell's Chipotle Ranch and Salsa Verde grilled chicken burritos. These masterpieces start with a warm flour tortilla that we stuff with grilled chicken. But the real stars here are the bold sauces, Chipotle Ranch or Salsa Verde. In fact, the chicken is the stage upon which these sauces shine. Like this mic is a stage for me to spotlight my theatrical range. 2 chicken burritos, 2 bold flavors, $2 each. Order on the Taco Bell app. Participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for prices, hours, and participation, which vary. Tax extra while supplies last.
A Clemson original, the Tiger Sports Shop, has been the number one destination for Tiger gear, apparel, and gifts since 1974. The Tiger Sports Shop helps you wear your Clemson pride on your sleeves. We are your excuse for a visit to Clemson. The Tiger Sports Shop, born out of necessity, fueled by passion. We are the place for all Clemson gear and merchandise, and still family run. Open 24/7 at tigersports.com and with locations at 364 College Ave and 1102 Tiger Boulevard. You can get the gear you need.
It's time for you to come meet the newest and best deli in Greenville, Clayton's Deli in the Overbrook area on East North Street. At Clayton's, Chef Austin makes house-made pastrami, house-made roast beef, and more to give you the most delicious sandwiches, burgers, Cubans, Philly cheesesteak, and other mouth-watering sandos, both hot and cold, and all the classic deli sides you want. There's also a weekly soup special to help warm you up on these cold days. And with your New Year's resolutions, any sandwich can be made into a salad. Come give us a try. Clayton's Deli and the Pound Cake Man, just delicious.
Quite often, animals show us how to be our best selves. They make us laugh when we've had a hard day, smile when it's raining, and cuddle when we just need a companion. Sometimes pet owners need a little help with their care. And that's why Clemson Paw Partners was created, offering low-cost spay, neuter, and vaccinations for dogs and cats in the upstate. All staff except vets and techs are 100% unpaid volunteers with big hearts for helping animals in our community. Donate and learn more today at ClemsonPawPartners.org.
Smitty's Smoke and Soul Food in Easley has a menu item that will blow your mind and your taste buds. We promise it's going to be your new craving. The Soul Roll. The Soul Roll is a Southern masterpiece, a classic combination of brisket that's been smoked for 14 hours, low and slow, seasoned fresh collard greens, and signature rice, all deep fried in an egg roll and topped with soul sauce. The Soul Roll is a must-try item at Smitty's Smoke and Soul Food. Get yours today. 5284 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina.